film. I think this is the first time I've had sports playing in the background of my naughty room. Can you hear that? How could I not? I had to figure out a way to get that Euro Cup soccer playing down here. Although it's not going to be convenient in all of my audios. Alright, I'll turn it down and finish this quick monthly update for you all. Oh, there we go. So, I'm not going to make this long, and I know I say that every month, but I swear this month in June, it's going to be a quick update because it's June and it's beautiful and I've managed to acquire a very small, little, inexpensive laptop that has pretty much nothing on it, just the ability for me to write some scripts and check email messages. And so I've been using that one outside of my naughty room and outside, sitting out in the gorgeous sunshine and the June breeze in my sundress and flip-flops. No drink yet. I haven't procured any fun summer drinks. Probably wouldn't be a good idea for me to be tipsy writing scripts. Then again, I do get horny. Oh, might be something to try. But I've been enjoying that. So it's good and it's bad. Like I can't take dirty calls while I'm sitting outside in the backyard. That would be something for the neighbors to hear. But I do get to enjoy the sunshine and then come in my naughty room and record and play for a bit as well. So June has been very enjoyable. Lockdown ended today. Euro Cup begins today. It's just all around a very, very good day. I have all of you listening to me and supporting me. And again, what more could a naughty slut like me want? You know what audios are coming up? I think I did a birthday one already just recently for the birthdays coming up. I still have the interesting sounding one, the truck stop cumcur slut that I have to finish, a JOI live, a toy review live that I will put the dates on here. I wanted to put them in this recording, but I just sort of whimmed this and decided to do it right now because I wanted to. So I will put them in the details of the post for that so you know when they're coming up. And for those of you in the exclusive tiers, all of those will be recorded so you can hear them back later anyways. I did promise several months ago to someone that someone asked on Discord, what was the time that I almost got in trouble or got caught doing something in high school or what did I get called out for when I was in high school? So I wanted to get back to answering that one. And as most of you may know, I went to a uniformed Catholic school. I was one of those good Catholic school girls back in the day. I guess, and I used that past tense word was. Can you imagine? But yeah, that was me. And I used to hang out at the bus subway station early mornings and after school, of course. And we weren't really supposed to hang out. Like, they didn't want you loitering there. The school didn't want you loitering there. The bus company or whatever didn't want you loitering there. But we would still loiter there with a group of friends and my boyfriend. And we would often be making out pretty much in a very high traffic central place of the station. And one day, over the morning announcements, the principal, who was a nun at the time, got on and was very upset and irate because she had been getting some phone calls from concerned and angry citizens. These days we'd call them Karens, who complained about the girls in uniform disgracing the uniform by making out with boys in the subway station. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the people who called in were former members of the school or students from the school, and they just couldn't believe how we were disgracing the school name. And pretty much everyone knew who it was. Like, we were known as the group that would hang out there. And it was really only me and my boyfriend and another girlfriend and her boyfriend that would be making out. The rest were single and not doing much. So I remember everyone in my homeroom class would just look at me and point, and my teacher was looking at me, and I was just like, oh, well, what can I say? And of course, we didn't stop. That's those uptight Karens' problem if they couldn't handle watching some young people enjoying themselves at the station. But that was probably the most public called out that I can recall. I'm sure there's other things that I've done and gotten caught for in high school, but that's the one that came to mind that I'd promised to tell. And because I'm doing this June update on a whim today, I also remember that, and I've seen this before, it's not the first time I've seen it, but someone posted it recently again in Discord, and it's this little trick that you do a few little steps, and apparently it eliminates your gag reflex. And I do have a gag reflex, not that it bothers me. I mean, I still want to cock down my throat, even though it'll make me have that reflex. I think that reflex probably feels really good on your cock. I'd have to get some volunteers to tell me how that feels before and after. But what I was thinking to do on this call is I will take one of my toys down my throat right now and just kind of show you how, or let you listen to how naturally it would sound with me gagging or not gagging, relaxing my throat, whatever. And then I'll pause this for a second. I'll follow the steps on the quick little video snippet, and I'll attach the video snippet to this posting if I can. I'm just trying to think if I can. I think I can, the link or something, but somehow you'll get to see it. So you'll know the steps that I took before and after, and then we can hear/feel the difference to see if there is a difference and if it really works. So you'll get this tested out by a real-life cock-loving slut. So let's see. I've got this, I don't know what it's made of, silicone purple dildo, and that's what I'm going to use to test out my original gag reflex before taking the steps. So I got to get it wet a little first. If not, I can't get it down my throat. So here we go. So funny. Okay. Okay. That's wet enough. And now I'm going to just take it down my throat as naturally as I would. And you'll see how that sounds. Okay. Wow. So that does hit a certain point where it makes you gag. Again, if this is your cock, you just keep going past that. And I think it would feel good. I don't have a cock, but I'm pretty sure that tightening, gagging feeling would probably be something your cock would enjoy. Let me just try that one more time, you know, just because. Okay. All right. Okay. Sorry, I had to suck the tip. It's just instinctive. I can't help it. That's just what I do. I still want to suck the tip. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to pause this, do the steps from the video, and come back, and we're going to try this again. Okay, wait, I'm back for a second, because I realize I have to do this pretty quickly, so I might not be able to intro when I'm done. I'm just going to put it down my throat because I don't think I can have a time lag between the time that I do this and when I actually put the cock down my throat. So I did listen. I know what I'm doing, but you might just come back and hear me put it down my throat again. Okay. I'll be back. Just hang on. Okay, here we go. Oh my God. I think that pretty much worked. I don't even think you knew I had that cocked in my mouth. Let me try one more time. Oh my god. That actually does work. Wow. Oh my god, that's so much easier. I don't know why. I swear, I thought that was a joke. Okay, now I'm just licking this cock. Okay, I'll put it down, I'll put it down, I'll put it down. Okay, just to quickly, you know, you squeeze your thumb in your left hand, you put your finger on your chin for a bit, and then you squeeze the skin between your thumb and your finger for a bit. I'm going to try it again live just to do it right now. I know this is overkill, but I'm just so fascinated. So I'm doing this, holding this for 5. Then I'm going to let this go. I'm going to squeeze the skin between my thumb and my fingers for 5 seconds. I think that's about 5 seconds. I'm going to pick up my toy cock. I'm going to put it in my mouth again and see. Oh my god. Oh my god. That was me literally like, I have to swallow. Like putting the dildo in and out and in and out. And you couldn't even hear that. It wouldn't make for good audio, quite frankly, because you can't hear what I'm doing. It sounds like nothing, but I'll do it again and you won't hear anything. That's literally me fucking down my throat with the dildo, pretty much all the way in, like all the way. Oh my god. Okay, there was a little gag reflex at the very end there, but okay, yep, stop sucking that, Lacey, put it down. Wow, okay, that is pretty impressive. So, something to know, something to share with your wives and girlfriends and potential partners who say they can't deep throat your cock because it makes them gag. And you learned it from Lacey. I'm sorry, I spent too much time on this, but it's just really fascinating to me. Just a trick. I'm impressed, very, very impressed by that. What else did I want to tell you this lovely June update? Let me see. I had a list. Oh my god. I wanted to let you hear my morning voice, which I recorded, but I don't think it came out that well. So I will put that on the list for next month. I'll record my morning voice first thing when I wake up. I'll have to do it on my phone because I don't have my microphone at the side of my bed, unfortunately, because I know some of you would love to hear that. Just hear me snoring and drooling and moaning, not in a sexual way. But I will try and record something sexy in the morning in my morning voice. I hate my regular voice. I don't know how I'm going to like my morning voice, but I'll do it for you guys because I love you. And my nose is running though. Maybe that's another consequence, but you know, my nose always runs when I take a cock down my throat. My eyes water. One of my eyes is watering a little, but again, that's all part of the fun of it and the whole look of it. So god, now I just want to suck cock all afternoon. I really, really do. But you know, you think that's by every afternoon. Some afternoons are worse. Like just learning that trick, it makes me be like, I'm empowered with a superpower that I should be using it like crazy for the afternoon. But I will move on. Last thing I guess I'll add, because again, I don't want to drag this on. But I reached over 3,000 followers on Reddit, which I was getting there. I was really close, but I finally done it. I think I'm at almost 3,050 now, and I'm pretty close to, let me just, on Literotica, oh, I need like 200 more. I'm almost at 2,000 on that site. That site is not really follow heavy. It's a little bit different, but still, I'm getting up there, and that's always exciting to have more people listening to my dirtiness and enjoying it. But, whoops, someone's calling me. Hang on. Oh my God, this is like the craziest update I've ever done, probably. Yeah, it's a great, great day. I'm in a great mood. And no, that was not a naughty call, just a regular call. I had to pause and answer. But I was talking about my followers, and of course, you guys are my favorite bunch of followers because you support me and let me do what I do. And I know I say that every month, but I mean it every month, so I won't stop saying it. I think that's it because I do have a soccer game to watch. And I'm not into sports. Like, I'm not a sports nut by any means. But every other year when it's World Cup or Euro Cup, even though I don't follow soccer throughout the rest of the time, when those two events come on, I want to watch. I want to be in the thick of it. I can't tell you why. Maybe it's just a growing up thing we always watched. And I do. Nobody wants to hear what team I'm rooting for, so I won't mention that. But I do actually have those flags that you put on your car. And I have a pretty big vehicle, so I do put them on the back windows usually in Euro Cup or World Cup and fly them around and get people honking, and it's a good way to flirt with men and to talk about sports with men when we come across them or stopped at a light. So there's always that fun added bonus, which I think I really enjoy. That might be a big part of it, but it's really exciting. And hopefully this year, by the end of it all, maybe we'll even be able to have some people over to watch the final game, because usually that's in the summer too, and we have a summer party for that. So fingers crossed, everything will be well, and I can enjoy that too. So I think I'll wrap this up, this quickie one this month. Thank you for everything that you do for me, and I look forward to giving back to you in the most dirty way that I know how. I love you all so fucking much. Bye for now, everyone. Lacey.